Sri Satchinandan Swami Maharaj. Today, we are all bathing in unlimited good fortune, a vast ocean of good fortune. Here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, at the Radha Sarovar, we are sitting on the banks in the forest of Gabravan, in the village of Barsana, in the company of thousands of devotees who we can see, and even more devotees who we cannot see, who are here to bless us, to encourage us, and to give us strength to overcome all obstacles. Srila Satchinandan Swami Maharaj has enlightened us on this principle of how we could call out Krishna's name with affection. Krishna's name is Bhavagrahi, which means he is always searching for love. Krishna does not search for anything else except love. And a devotee is known as Saragrahi, always seeking the essence. The essence of everything is bhakti or devotion. Whatever we do, whatever we speak, we should always be seeking the essence, which is to please Krishna through our affection. Krishna does not consider whether we are high or low by any material estimations. He is only searching for our affection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in glorifying bhakti or devotion, he gave this principle. There is that story of the Brahmin who was very austere. He was a brahmachari. He only drank some milk, sometimes some fruit. He wanted to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing. He approached Srivas Thakur because he had the intelligence to understand you cannot approach the Lord directly. You must approach the Lord through his devotee. At Surabhi Kund, we learned that lesson. Even the greatest personalities cannot approach God except through his humble, loving servants. This brahmachari, he was so austere, he was so pious, he was so strict in every way, but he understood he had to beg from a devotee. And every day he begged Srivas Thakur. It wasn't he just came in and placed his order and then went home and waited for the delivery. Begging for mercy is 24 hours a day for our whole lives. Or even if it takes birth after birth after birth, that is not a problem. If we are really sincere, we will not give up. This Brahmin was coming to Srivas Thakur saying, please, just one time if I could see the dance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, just one time, let me in. Srivas said, not possible. The Lord only allows His very intimate associates. You are not one of them. I cannot let you in. He was begging and begging and begging. But he was so sincere. He had so much affection. He had such a longing, lobha, greed. Rupa Goswami says, it is only by this lobha, only by spiritual greed, the longing, the yearning to serve, the yearning to receive the love of God. There's no other qualification. Finally, Srivas felt this person's affection so deeply. He said, I will arrange it. And he secretly put that Brahmin in a hidden place. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began the kirtan and danced ecstatically, then stopped the kirtan and said, is there anyone here that is not supposed to be here? I am not feeling ecstatic love today. Srivas said, there are no atheists. There are no materialists. But there is one brahmachari, and he's very pious. And he's so austere, he only drinks milk. And he was longing to see her dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, get him out of here before I destroy the universe. The brahmachari stood up and trembling walked out. But as he was walking out, he was thinking in his heart of hearts, I deserve to get chastised. I had no qualifications to be here. But still, the Lord is so kind. I got to see Him dance. He is so merciful. He has blessed me and He has chastised me. Because he was grateful to be chastised, the Lord in his heart called him back. And the Lord instructed the world through that brahmachari. It is not by learning scriptures. It is not by making followers. It is not by doing whatever you're doing very expertly. It is not by your austerities. We don't want any milk drinkers here. That is not the qualification to see God. It is only devotion. The gopis, they were simple village girls. They were not ascetics. They were not pundits. They were not great managers. They were simple ladies who milked cows, who took care of their children. Hanuman. Hanuman wasn't even a human being. He was a monkey. Gajendra. He was an elephant. But when he was caught in the crocodile of death, he cried out God's name with great feeling. It is only by devotion that the Lord wants to see us. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told us, do not try to see God, but try to serve the Lord with such sincere affection that Krishna wants to see us. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yashchasmi tat. Only by devotion can I be known as I am, Krishna tells us in the Bhagavad Gita. How do we access that devotion? That devotion is within us, but it is inaccessible to us unless it is revealed by grace. We must long for that mercy. We must beg for that mercy. We must want it more than anything else. Vyavasayatmakabudhir ekeha kudunandana. Krishna tells that we must be focused. We have to long for it. We have to live for it. If we are willing to accept any other substitute or any other alternative, we cannot attain that bhakti. But it is very difficult. Satchinandan Maharaj was explaining our deep-rooted conditionings. The mind and the senses just naturally react in selfish ways. We are so conditioned to wanting to be the enjoyer. Krishna consciousness is to absorb ourselves, strive to become attached to Krishna, strive for that affection, like a beggar. When we are chanting the holy names, Srila Prabhupada, he gave us a translation which is so absolutely perfect because it's the spirit in which Krishna reveals himself in his name. And Sri Radharani manifests her full blessings. My dear Sri Radha, my dear Krishna, my dear Ram, please engage me in your loving service. Please means we are begging. Now, we all have experience in India of different types of beggars. If somebody just pushes themselves on you and starts demanding money and won't leave you alone, are you inclined from the heart to give them something? Do they attract your sympathy when they're just crowding around saying, give me money, give me money, give me, bakshish, bakshish, give me. Either you walk away or you become angry or you somehow, not from your heart but from your mind, you give some donation just to get those people away from me. Yes? That is one way of begging. But if somebody really, sincerely, looks desperate, and with affection, and with respect for you, they cry, please help. That beggar reaches your heart. And then you really, really want to help them. You really want to give something to them. Because they're begging with sincere desperation and they're approaching you with respect and affection. We could chant the holy names ritualistically, which is very common amongst people in this world. The mantras are sacred, they're purifying, and we just run through them as the ritual to purify ourselves. Krishna hardly hears that. Or we could demand. We could be chanting, expecting, demanding Krishna to give us for our own purposes. That will not move Krishna's heart. But Draupadi was in desperation. Gajendra was in desperation. When Raghunath Das Goswami was sitting on the banks of Radhakund chanting Sri Radha and Lord Krishna's names, he was in desperation. When Srila Prabhupada was on Jaladutta, he was in desperation. He was crying out for Krishna with affection. That is how we reach Krishna's heart. And yes, Krishna will reciprocate. Satyananda Maharaj has given us a beautiful, beautiful narration of how to chant from the heart, how to serve from the heart, with love. If we do not have that love, we should be begging for that love. And if we're not even able to beg for that love, we should be begging for the ability to beg for that love. And if we're actually serious, like that brahmachari who drank milk, we can't simply beg Krishna directly. We have to beg from Krishna as we're chanting his names. But in order for Krishna to take us seriously, we have to beg from every devotee. We have to beg from our spiritual masters. We have to beg from the previous acharyas. We have to beg from the Vaishnavas. What does it mean to take the dust of the feet of Krishna, Vaishnava, or Guru? It means to really genuinely humble ourselves. Trinadapi sunichena taror ibasehishnuna amani namane dena kirtaniya sadahari. That humble appeal awakens our bhakti because Krishna responds. We are in Barsana, the place of Sri Radharani. She is the supreme embodiment of devotion. Rupa Goswami writes a wonderful prayer of Srimati Radharani. She was in separation from Lord Krishna. And she's speaking to Lalita Sakhi, her very dear friend. In the absence of Krishna, I cannot sustain my life. It is not possible. My soul is the property of Krishna. My soul is meant only for the pleasure of Krishna. My mind is only meant for the pleasure of Krishna. And when this soul leaves this body, and my body falls to the ground, every element of my body will be eternally engaged in the service of Krishna. The earth element of my body, let it merge into the dust of Vrindavan. Let my body become the dust of Vrindavan so that Krishna can trample upon me and I could give soft pleasure to his lotus feet. And the water element of my body, allow it, my prayer is that it will merge into the kunds, the lakes of Vrindavan. And when Krishna bathes, I will give him cooling, refreshing pleasure forever. And the fire element of my body, it will create light so that when Krishna sees his beautiful, all-attractive form in the mirror, I will give light so he could see himself and enjoy that satisfaction. and the air element. When the devotees are fanning Krishna with the chamara, let my body merge into that air coming from the chamara to give Krishna a refreshing breeze. And the ether element, let it merge into the space of Vrindavan to accommodate Krishna and his gopas and his gopis to engage in wonderful pastimes. This is her meditation. Everything for Krishna's pleasure. This is what Vrindavan is. Everything for Krishna's pleasure. And what gives Krishna pleasure? Affection. Bhakti. There's nothing else that gives Krishna pleasure except love. And Krishna is conquered by the love his devotee. This is what Barsana represents. Prema, love for Krishna. Sri Radharani, she gives that prema to anyone who really wants it. Srimati Radharani, who is the treasure keeper of prema forever, she bestows that prema, that love, to the heart of that devotee that wants it more than anything else in all of creation. This keeper of ecstatic love, Srimati Radharani, she is the deepest, most profound mystery in all spirituality. The highest culmination of esoteric revelation is the female potency of the Lord, who is the proprietor of all love. By gaining her favor, we achieve life's perfection. Srila Prabhupada explained in very simple terms that Radharani's love is the supreme. She is Madan Mohan Mohini. She is Govinda Nandini. She conquers Krishna. Here in Barsana, on this hill of Manmandir, Krishna begs for Radha's love. Isn't this amazing? We are all begging for Krishna's love, and Krishna is begging for Radharani's love. The ultimate perfection is to be a beggar for love. Prem Bhikari. Krishna climbed this mountain and put his head at the feet of Srimati Radharani and bathed her feet with his tears, begging for her love. Srila Prabhupada explains that when we have that genuine, sincere desire to be the servant of the servant of the servant, Srimati Radharani becomes overwhelmed with affection for us. She only wants to see our sincerity. And then she will approach Krishna. If she sees we're pleasing our guru, we're pleasing the Vaishnavas with a sincere, earnest longing for that love, Radharani will approach Krishna and say, please accept him. He or she is better than me. And she means it. She feels it. She's feeling this devotee is better than me. Please accept. Krishna cannot refuse. We have come to Barsana to beg for this blessing. The blessing of being able to serve the devotees with sincere affection. The blessing to be faithful to the order of Guru and Krishna with sincere affection. The blessing to hear the narration of Krishna's loving pastimes with affection. And to chant the holy names as sincere beggars, begging for service with affection. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. The tendency in this world is whatever we do, that it becomes mechanical. Because we're surrounded by so many mechanical things. And we become like what we associate with. We drive in cars. Even we're listening to katha with tape recorders. Or radios, yes, mechanical. We just turn it on. There's Prabhupada, turn it on. Our light switches are mechanical. Our cooking devices are mechanical. So many aspects of our life, we're depending on mechanical things. Computers. Telephones. We have to be very careful of this tendency. We hear about when the great personalities listen to a Srimad Bhagavatam class. It's not mechanical. They're yearning, they're longing for Krishna in this vibration. They're seeking Krishna. They're seeking bhakti when they're listening. And because they're seeking it, they find it. If you're seeking, if you're longing, if you're coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class or Hari Katha in a mood of a beggar, yearning for Krishna, yearning for bhakti, that class is going to enlighten your heart. But if you come ritualistically, mechanically, just let me hear, or let me take notes so that I, the next time I give a class, I'll have some good data to speak, and people will like me very much. Yes. Sometimes we become like that. Whether we're taking notes or we're just sitting and listening, our heart has to be open, and it opens according to our humble spirit of longing, our lobha, our greed to hear. I need to hear this class. I'm starving. I have no love. The beginning of real love comes when we realize we have no love. That is why we see the greatest acharyas. They're not saying, I love Krishna. They're crying, I have no love for Krishna. That is what excess is love. So when we're coming for the class, we should come really desperate. I need to hear about Krishna. I need to hear about bhakti. I'm yearning, I'm longing for what is within the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then when you hear about Vrindavan through sound vibration, you are in Vrindavan. When we're rendering devotional service
to the Lord or to the devotees. We should be humbling ourselves. I do not deserve to be doing this service. But I am so fortunate. Guru Krishna and the Vaishnavas is giving me this service so that I can connect. Whatever the service. Duki Krishna. Day and night he was just sweeping the dust of Vrindavan. Now many of you are coughing because you have got some dust of Vrindavan in your lungs. We did Govardhan Parikrama, so much dust. Duki Krishna, all day, every day, he was just sweeping the dust. He was always covered by the dust. His lungs were always filled with the dust. But what was his mood? He was like a beggar yearning to please all the Vaishnavas by accepting this most menial service. He was sweeping with so much affection, with such humility, that simply by doing that service of sweeping, Srimati Radharani sent Lalita Sakhi, her own servant, to come and bring him to her, and revealed his eternal spiritual form, because he was such a humble beggar in the way he was doing his service. He served with such affection. Every moment that we're engaged in any type of devotional service, we have the opportunity to attract the highest blessing at that moment if we just have the right consciousness. Everything is determined by our consciousness. And when we're chanting the holy names, which is the most accessible form of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, if we have that spirit of the servant of the servant of the servant, if Krishna and Sri Radharani sees that in our life we are actually genuinely sincere, begging to serve the Vaishnavas, yearning to serve the Vaishnavas with affection, they will empower us to call out their holy names with that same affection. And Srila Prabhupada and Acharya has taught us, if you can even chant one name, one time, with that affection, you will see Krishna. To one of my dear God brothers, who fell away from active devotional service, Srila Prabhupada wrote him a letter. He said, Krishna will take you back to Godhead. Because one time in Vrindavan, you chanted the holy name with sincere affection. We have come to Barsana as beggars, to beg for service, to beg for mercy, to beg for love. Sri Radharani ki jai. And His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj has so eloquently taught us the process of begging for that love. Prabhupada said it is a descending process. You cannot attain love for Krishna. You can only long for it with such a sincere heart and focus your life on service for that purpose. when Krishna just sees our sincerity, He blesses us with that love. Srimati Radharani blesses us with that love.
We pass through the Sriji Mandir. To understand the history of Barsana is to understand the history of great personalities who begged for that love. It begins with the first created being in the universe, Lord Brahma. He performed tapasya in pure devotion. And Lord Krishna appeared to him and said, "What benediction? I will give you anything you like." Lord Brahma has everything. He has everything. And anything he doesn't have, he can make it materially. But there was one thing he didn't have. He prayed for one thing. Let me be the dust at the feet of Sri Radharani and all of her gopis and you and all of your gopas. Let me give my body to assist your devotees in their loving service to you. And Krishna fulfilled his benediction by making Lord Brahma's foreheads the four mountains of Barsana. Whether you like it or not, all of you are stepping on the head of Brahma. You've already stepped on three of his heads. And a little later, we're going to go on his fourth head. This is what he's longing for. This is what he's begging for. This is what he's praying for. The most humble position to serve the Lord's devotees. And this is where Lord Brahma's happiest. Barsana is the body of Lord Brahma, who begged for love. Narayan Bhatt Goswami was an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that came to Barsana. And he was begging for Sri Radharani's mercy. And the deities in Sriji Mandir, they manifested to him in a dream, and he found them in a garden in Barsana. He was wandering Barsana and Unkshagaon, searching for devotional service, searching for bhakti, searching for love, searching for Radha and Krishna, and the deities manifested to him. Because he was searching like a beggar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was searching for Radha Kund and Shama Kund. And it was revealed. Rupa Goswami was searching and begging and crying to find Govindaji. And Govindaji appeared. Srila Prabhupada was begging. He signed his prayer, "Your insignificant beggar." He was begging for the power to give bhakti to us. Because Prabhupada took that role of an insignificant beggar and begged Krishna, that begging, that prayer is every single one of our only qualification to be here today.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote only 8 verses. In these verses, he's simply begging in his prayers for that prema. When will my eyes have tears? When will my throat get choked up and my hair stand on end when I recite your holy names? But if you're proud, you cannot be a good beggar. No one will take you seriously. Yes? If someone comes wearing a very nice suit and tie, or a woman in a very nice ornamented nightgown or ballroom dress, comes out of a Mercedes-Benz and says, "Bakshish." You will ask her for bakshish. You will not give her. You will. So if we, Krishna sees our intentions, Krishna sees our consciousness. If we're thinking, I am a great orator, or I'm a great devotee, I'm better than all others. If we beg in that consciousness, we don't really want it. We can't digest food properly unless we're really hungry. So Krishna's bhavagrahi, he sees our intention. He sees our affection. Prabhupada was begging to give us devotion, and we have been given devotion. The greatest souls are all feeling themselves humble like a braid of grass. The greatest souls are all, every single one of them without exception, they are offering respect to all others in their hearts and expecting none for themselves. How far are we from that? But we have to sincerely try to act in that way. And we have to pray. We have to beg to be that. So that we too can, as Sachinandan Maharaj explained, so that we can actually reach Krishna's heart. So here in Sri Barsana, let us take a few minutes to pray at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. She is the most kind, the most gentle, the most loving. She is our eternal mother and our eternal worshipable deity. Without her grace, we have nothing. We have come to her own sacred kund where she takes her bath. In her forest, where she offers Krishna the love of her devotees. We have come to beg for that sincere, genuine affection. We have begged, we're come to beg to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord, to be the servant of the servant of her. With sincere and genuine devotion. Natanam najanam na sundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaye. Mama janmani janmani shvadi bhavatad bhakti rohai tikitvai. Radharani is offering this prayer as Lord Chaitanya. I do not want wealth or beautiful opposite sex enjoyment. I do not want followers or fame or prestige. I do not even want liberation. I long for, I yearn for, I pray for the opportunity to please you, my Lord, by serving you with affection. Let us offer this prayer as beggars, humble beggars. Of Srila Jaipatak Swami Maharaj. And for the mother of Raghupati Prabhu. And all for all devotees who are in need. And let us pray that we can dedicate our life to be the humble instrument of Sri Radharani's infinite love. And in this spirit, a great feeling from our heart of hearts to raise our arms as Draupadi did and loudly cry out the holy name. Again, please. Let us send the sincere prayer of our heart through the entire universe by loudly crying out the holy name. Thank you very much.